This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The funeral for Boulder police officer Eric Talley gets underway this hour. Talley is one of the 10 victims killed in last week's shooting in Boulder. CPR's Jenny Brundine is at the church in Lafayette, where officers and other mourners have gathered.
I spoke to a woman in Spanish who came here on her own from Broomfield, and she wanted to come just because of the fact of what police officers do for the community each and every day. She spoke of the dangers in the community, and she wanted to honor this officer who was trying to keep people safe.
CPR's Jenny Brundine will have more from Officer Talley's funeral this afternoon. Colorado Democrats have introduced a bill meant to hold Governor Jared Polis to his promises on climate change, CPR Sam Brash reports.
The new bill calls for deep reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, requiring the state to halve its contribution to climate change by 2030. Environmental groups have criticized and even sued Governor Polis for not doing enough to meet those goals. Meanwhile, the governor's office says its strategy combines market forces with carefully tailored regulations. The bill would add a new fee on emissions to fund state staff and regulatory enforcement. Democratic State Senator Faith Winter helped craft the legislation. She says it builds on the governor's current efforts, but so far, his office isn't on board. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Elitch Gardens, the amusement park in Denver, has approval to open for the season. The park opens May 1st with health precautions and at only about 20% capacity. Visitors will have to have reservations. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.